views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the transformative show, We Carry the Light, with host Dr. Susan Allison, the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. Who are you right now? And who do you want to be? What is it that makes you happy, helps you feel fulfilled, and living your purpose? Tune in and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine. Now, here is your host, Dr. Susan Allison.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to We Carry the Light, where you find inspiration for transformation. I'm your host, Dr. Susan Allison, and as I always say to you, I am so glad that you're here. Without you, I wouldn't even be a host on this wonderful radio show, so thank you so much. I don't want to forget, which I will, because I always get wrapped up in my guest, and I'll forget, so I'll tell you right now that I have a beautiful new website, and I'd love for you to go and to contact me. There are a lot of free downloads and things for you that are wonderful on my website. So you go to drsusanallison.com, and I think you will be thrilled with it as I am. So it's a beautiful day here in Santa Cruz, California, and we had a hefty rainstorm, and so now I look out and there's blue sky and wispy clouds, and I feel so grateful for the beautiful weather. And I don't know about you, but I love nature. It's something that I love, not the most of my life, but I love it so much no matter what the weather is. In fact, what I love has been really up for me this week. I think probably because Valentine's Day is this weekend, and I've been looking at what I love. And I'd love for you to think about what you love during the show. For me, I love beauty, whether it's in nature or in my home or in the faces of those close to me. And I love a lot of people. I have a huge family with 4 children. I have 4 grandchildren. I have incredible friends. And of course, I have my dog, Callaway, and my cat, Truman. And I also love my husband, Tom, deeply. Even though, and it's catching in my throat because it's emotional for me, even though he passed away in 2013, he's always in my heart and in my thoughts. I'm trying to do Valentine's Day differently this year because this holiday has found me crying since his death. My husband Tom proposed to me on Valentine's Day in 1997, and this was always our day, you know, to be celebrated with sometimes with a dinner out, almost always by a walk by the ocean. And most of the time we went back to the spot where he proposed, on a cliff overlooking the sea. My husband Tom was a total romantic, and I was so spoiled. He wrote a poem on that day on a huge piece of handmade rice paper, and then he unfurled it with great ceremony, I must say, and read me the poem that vertically spelled, "Will you marry me?" It was so amazing, and I remember I was crying and saying, yes, yes, yes. And now, when I think about that, it does make me smile, but also feel sad, because I miss him so much. But I'm still here, and am going on with my life, because I know, on a spiritual level, I have much more to do here. So let me take a breath. This year for Valentine's Day, I am doing it differently. I bought these cute fairy valentines and, you know, I'm giving them out to friends, and I gave presents and cards to my grandchildren. My really good friend's having a pizza party on Saturday night, and a whole bunch of us are going to go there and bring toppings, and she's providing the crust, and we're going to make these pizzas and have a wonderful time together. So I'm trying to do it differently. So although I have had my share of romantic love, I feel like Valentine's Day should be a day for love, a day to open our hearts and to love more fully and more deeply, to tell the people in our lives that we love them, value them, and are so grateful to have them in our lives. people ask me, and people have asked me on the show, will I ever love again romantically? And I have to say, I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball right here in front of me. But four psychics and intuitives have told me that I will love again, and I will be remarried. Right now, however, I am not ready. But I think I'm getting there, because I'm starting to feel that it could be possible to meet someone eventually. So how do I do that? And how do you find love again? Well, luckily, we happen to have an expert with us today on the show, our guest Kimberly Hart, who's written a book called Get Love, How to Transform Your Love Life. Today, she'll reveal how love really works, how you can eliminate your resistance to love, and how you can permanently change so you can have the love you deserve. Wow, how does that sound? Author Kimberly Hart consults and lectures internationally on relationships and personal change and has advised world leaders for 20 years. She's been featured on CBS, NBC National News, and cited in Cosmopolitan, Glamour, and multiple newspapers. She's hosted her own radio show on both coasts and has been a guest on over 150 radio shows. I'm going to say this now in case I forget, but anytime during the show, you can call in and you can ask your own love questions of Kimberly by calling 1-800-930-2819. So now let's welcome Kimberly Hart to radio station WBLQ and perhaps number 151 on her list. Hi, Kimberly.
Hello, and thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. I always like to start my show with personal stories because I love them and my listeners always do too. So if you don't mind, I would really like you to share your own personal, and you call it a vulnerable story, which is at the heart of your book.
It is a very intimate and vulnerable story. It is the story of Adam and Mai's love life. Mm-hmm. It is, in front of your eyes, a relationship in progress.
Yes.
The first half of the book is love letters between Adam and I. They were not changed at all. We didn't cover up the mistakes we made. We didn't cover up the joy and the depth of our love. We didn't hide anything. And as I wrote the book, between the love letters, or how we call them was love missives, I have comments on, did you see how I did that wrong? Or did you see how Adam was frightened here? Mm-hmm. So that you can see two human beings actually develop their love life. Something that is rarely done. I certainly have never seen it done in this vulnerable a fashion. And the reason why I was willing to be that vulnerable is that I have been the mentor of powerful people for a very long time. And what I have learned is that if I myself am not willing to be vulnerable, if I myself don't have mentors, if I myself don't walk just alongside everybody else, if I hide behind the description of expert, then something is lost. The communication between you and I is lost. Oh, you might get facts, but you don't get the most important thing you can ever get from a mentor or from a friend or for someone that you mentor, and that is the human connection, which is the part that heals and the part that we love. So Get Love, How to Transform Your Love Life, the first half is an absolutely honest love relationship, and you get to watch it develop right in front of your eyes.
That's wonderful that, you know, you actually answer my next question, really, which is about how your book is different from other, I mean, there must be a million or more relationship books out there. And you're right, you know, people are telling us how to do it, as opposed just to being honest about what has worked for them, what hasn't, and being that transparent and authentic is actually what you do in that first part of your book, which is so beautiful.
Thank you. I really think, Susan, it's important that we practice. I think that in everything we do, we practice vulnerability because it is so difficult to risk vulnerability, because by definition, it means the other person could really hurt you. And by that definition, vulnerability is also what we love the most about each other. We don't love the perfections. I always have to smile when I rewatch the movie Hitch. And if you haven't seen it, Hitch is a show where guys who find it difficult to come forward with the traits that a powerful, beautiful, successful woman would feel attracted to, he teaches them how to do that. And what you glean by the end of the movie, it's, that's not what the women fell in love with at all. They fell in love with the vulnerabilities, with the flaws, with the parts of them that were just truly authentic. And that's what we love in each other. And so that's why I try to risk it in everything I do.
I think it's fabulous. You know, I was doing a ministerial training, and one of the teachers said, the best work you're going to do here is the work you're going to do on yourself. And that, I'd already always known that somewhere inside, but someone saying it that clearly changed everything in terms of becoming a minister, a therapist, because I need to work on myself, and I need coaching, and I need to grow as a person and be vulnerable with the people around me so that they see that I'm a human being and I'm doing my best as they are. So thank you for saying that. So we are going to take a break. It seems like it's unbelievable that we have a break already, but we will be right back with Kimberly Hart.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Welcome back, everyone, to We Carry the Light. And today we are blessed to have Kimberly Hart talking about her book, Get Love. And during the break, Kimberly and I were chatting, as I love to do. And We were saying that, you know, this topic, this issue of finding love, sustaining love, is so important to everyone. And yet she was saying that we don't spend enough time on that or getting help with it. And we know the least about how to do it. Can you talk about that, Kimberly?
You know, people go out and spend days, hours, decades learning how to play golf. Mm-hmm. We focus on sports shows and we learn everything we need to know about that. We focus on our cooking or our sewing or our knitting or whatever brings us joy. And we have no problem knowing that we have to learn how to do it, that the skill sets are developed over time, and that it's about us keeping focus and continue to enjoy the process of learning that skill.
Yep.
But yet when it comes to love, the one thing we want to do desperately, all humankind have basic drives. The most common, meaning all of us feel it, and I guess I'm going to put the caveat that haven't digressed into some sort of human animal. All human beings that are striving for something more in their life are driven by wanting to be loving, not mm-hmm. just getting it, but wanting to be loving in the world. In order to do that, it might be helpful to understand what love is, what intimacy is, how they differ. And yet we don't take the time to do that. When we begin to look at it, it's usually because pain has driven us to looking at it. And when we're in pain, that is the time we are least likely to be able to hold and use the information productively. So when you are feeling wonderful, that's the time to begin to really dig in. And what is this thing called love? Let me give you just one little hint. Love is not constant. It is continuous. And by that, I mean, it's like the ocean. The waves that come in are not continuous. A wave comes in, and then there's a lull, and then another wave comes in. But it is continuous. The ocean's always there. Love is there, but it is not constant. It flows in, and your love and your biochemistry changes, and the colors are brighter, and it's really true. Your hormones in your mind change to such an extent when you are in love that your life and your experience of it changes. And then one day, much to your horror, you're sitting across the kitchen table from somebody, this person that you love, your beloved, and you look at them and you think, I don't love this person. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. The tide went out. It's just how love is. Catch your breath. Let intimacy hold you in place, and love will come back in. It is the combination of love and intimacy that's so important. Intimacy, close, open, tender, loving, trusting, knowing, and caring. Those components must be in place because it is intimacy that holds us into a relationship when we don't forget not love. We don't like that person this day, or we might not like this person this week. We don't like what they're doing. We don't like them. But intimacy will hold us in place. This is a person we know. This is our best friend, and you don't always like your best friend either. But when it comes to love, we panic and we'll pick a fight. Oh, this is so interesting. We will pick a fight so that we internally justify that we don't love them right now, rather than just knowing that the tide is out. And the tide will be out for your partner as well, too, from time to time. And yep. yet that time is not the time to say, I'm out of here. Because in a week, when the tide comes back in, you will recognize you probably made the biggest mistake of your life.
Oh, you are so right. Since I wrote a book on divorce, Conscious Divorce, with Random House, and did divorce groups with women for years, I heard that so many times that they, you know, rushed it, that they said, you know, I want a divorce. I want you to move out, or I'm moving out, and then they regretted it. It was way, way too soon to do that. And they also, and then the person was gone, and often they could not, rekindle their love. They couldn't get back together again, and that was it. And so you're absolutely right. that I feel over the years I've seen that it happens way too quickly.
What happens when we do that and we say to the other person, you know what, I just don't love you anymore, is you break trust. See, love bounces. It's pretty flexible, but trust is not. Trust is like cheap crystal. You drop it, the possibility of gluing it back together are nil. Now, mm-hmm. Do some couples do it? Yes, with lots of help, lots of focus, lots of energy. They could, perhaps, rebuild the relationship, but you don't want to risk that. On the other hand, you don't want to stay in an abusive relationship. And as an adult, you know the difference between love being out and this relationship is hurtful to you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I had an interview once on a Christian radio station, and it wasn't in California, it was in another state. But the person was saying it was wrong to divorce, you know, and I tried to bring that up, that what happens if you're being abused? What happens to, you know, all the women that I've worked with who had to get out in terms of safety, in terms of their lives? So I'm so glad you brought that piece up.
I think that as we learn about love, as we dedicate ourselves to learning what it is to be human and how to carry this journey of love along, as we do that, I think we can be really surprised at how stunningly awesome our lives can be.
Mm-hmm. I think that's absolutely right. You know, I love that you already talked about intimacy. And I like it when I heard years ago people say the phrase, into me see, that intimacy is about being vulnerable and really being transparent and really expressing who you truly are. And you do talk about that in the book, about vulnerability, intimacy, and humility being sort of grouped together. And I'm wondering if you could talk about that.
I think it's really important that we understand what humility is, because so often you picture it as being groveling and being the one who says, I'm sorry first, or whatever the picture in your head is. Humility is an incredibly powerful thing. It is almost magic in that it is you allowing yourself to be new and the other person to be new from moment to moment. By definition, humility is allowing every day to be new. So if the person always does X and it drives you out of your ever-living mind, and if he doesn't pick up her socks or if she doesn't stop smearing lipstick on the face cloth, you're going to just whatever.
Yeah,
those things, little trite ones that I just mentioned, and huge ones, he won't talk to me. She always makes me feel like I'm not enough. When we decide that's who the person is, we literally lock them into place with our expectations and our anticipations. Mm-hmm. Humility says, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to let go of that level of control. And I have already, hopefully, communicated what it is that they're doing that isn't working for me, and I'm going to give them the space to change it. If you believe they will never change, I promise you, you will be right. Mm-hmm. And they never will.
Yeah, no, humility. And you already talked a bit about vulnerability. And do you see the three things, the vulnerability and humility and intimacy, being cornerstones of a really healthy relationship?
I do. They are cornerstones, but the foundation of a relationship is what we've already discussed, and that is self-love. In fact, I promise you this is true. I was in New York a couple days ago, and I was having Chinese food, and I opened up my fortune cookie, and in fact, I'm carrying it around with me because I'm going to post it because people aren't going to believe me. It reads, learn to love by loving yourself first. And how about that from a whisper from the universe, just dropped right in, because that is the base. Is your self-love. And then around the corners of it, the cornerstones, is your willingness to be vulnerable, to let yourself be loved for who you authentically are, to let yourself learn and grow and know intimacy and all its beauty and its components, and to be humble, to give yourself the grace and the space to be new every day and the one you love as well.
That's right. That's right. That's where it all starts. You know, much of your book is about changing yourself, about having to really look honestly at who you are and changing that first, or looking at your inner qualities or what is working and what isn't serving you any longer. And we're going to have to take a break in a couple minutes, but I'd love you to start talking about what you say in the quote in the book is nothing changes until you do. So can you talk about the importance of working on ourselves?
If you are a piece of Swiss cheese and you go into a relationship, what I call a lack of anything. You lack love, you lack trust, you lack respect, you lack worth. The other person can dump all of those things into you and think you're the most precious creature alive, but you won't hold it, and at some point you will wreck the relationship because you cannot stand the pain of not receiving the love you want. Even if you did receive it, you won't hold it. Nothing changes until you do, and we'll continue to talk about that.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. And so much of your, especially part two, is about needing to really look closely at who you are and being able to change, and to really create permanent change is so important.
Permanent change is different than growth. No amount of therapy, no amount of self-help books, no amount of anything is going to hold you in good stead till you learn to rewire your internal programming.
Absolutely. And we do need to take a break, but hold that thought, everyone, and we'll be right back.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for the early bird specials all through December.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Welcome back, everyone, to We Carry the Light with my fabulous guest, Kimberly Hart. And during the break, we were talking, of course, and we started talking about how hard it is to ask for help about love, not only how to love ourselves, but how to love others, how to have a partner, how to sustain our relationship. And I said to her, I have so many clients who say, I should know this. You know, I should be able to figure this out myself. And I'm ashamed that I don't know how to do this. And Kimberly said, people don't have to be alone and they don't have to do this alone. So Kimberly, say something about all that.
I think it is very rare for anyone to do it alone. I think it is the extremely rare exception. And here's some of our faulty thinking. Who taught us initially about love? whoever our parenting sources were, by whatever name, mom, dad, aunt, uncle, foster home, they taught us what love was. And we began to lay down our belief systems about what love was before we were seven. And sadly, as a quick aside, we still have those belief systems rooted in place. And so it is someone 7 years old or younger making our decisions about love. The vast majority of us don't sit in quiet meditation for 10 hours a day and contemplate love and the source of the universe. It's not the lifestyle we've chosen. So most of us need some sort of mentor to help us. In my personal life, I've had one mentor for almost 35 years now, and I now have two, and the second one I've been working with for 7 years. I, for myself, almost every week, there are some exceptions, but almost every week of my life, I speak to one or the other of my mentors, because growth and change is continuous if you want it to be, if you're willing to do the work. And I no longer have a list of things wrong with me, things that need to be fixed. Now we are talking about how stunningly fabulous I can create life to be for not myself, but for others. What can I do to be of service for others? So that's how we're spending our time. As you begin your journey on how to love yourself, I highly encourage you not to even try to do it alone. What for? What for? You're carrying the groceries in, and your best friend standing next to you, they're going to pick up some of the groceries and bring them in. Why would you even entertain the notion that you would have to do it alone? Part of that is we fear humiliation, because we should know. Susan and I were talking about that. We should know. Why should you? You didn't have any parents who could teach you. So where did you learn it? From books? I don't think so. From movies? Guess what? They roll the credits when the good part comes, which is how to sustain the relationship. How are you supposed to know? One of the things that Get Love does is it, through our love letters, shows you a real relationship in progress. You get to actually watch one in all our faults and all our beauties, how it happened for us, and then think about how it might happen for you. Get help. It's absolutely vital to a brilliant life. And isn't that what you want, the most loving, brilliant life you can possibly have?
Yep. Let's talk about that for a minute, like the help that's out there. I'd love for you, as I'm afraid if I wait too long, I'll forget. But so tell people now how to get your book, and talk about your websites, and about how to contact you, and if you have any offers for people. I'd love for you to tell them now, because we're talking about help, getting help, and you have a fabulous book, and I love your website that I went to. So tell people how to be in touch with you.
Getting help is wonderful, and you can contact me if I seem like someone that you might gel with. It's really easy, getlove.com. And at getlove.com, you'll see two free audio tapes of not just conversation, but specific information about loneliness and love. You'll see that there is an opportunity to buy the book at such a low price, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but it is so low that anyone can afford it. For my sole purpose is to be of service, and I want you to have what you need to have the love of your life. And then we are creating a class that I'm going to walk you through personally, the last four steps of the book, how to literally access your subconscious mind and rewire your programming around love. You and I walk that together at again, a very low price. I want you to have the love that you deserve. And for those of you who are change agents, for those of you who are really successful and now want to take the next step, there's mentoringthemasters.com. And what I do is I mentor world changers, I mentor life changers, so that they then can move to the next level, whatever that might be. So getlove.com or Mentoring the Masters. I'll be delighted to see you in either place.
Thank you. And you'll see me, since I'm attracted to one of those websites. And I am so excited to be in touch with you again. So I would like to go to something that is connected in a way to what we were talking about, you know, in terms of why people don't ask for help, that they feel humiliated. And I really see fear as being sort of at the base of that, or the root cause of it. And you do talk in the book about fear dominating relationships. And so I'd love to, for you to say something about that.
Fear is our friend if we haven't had it change its place with love. And by that I mean, my mentor taught me years ago, and what he said was, hey, Kimberly, what is supposed to be propelling us through life is a spaceship of love. And as we go through life, we're supposed to have love motivate us. And on the side of our spaceship are two little directionals, and they're called fear. If you get too close to the side of the cliff, your knees are supposed to shake, so you get away from the side of the cliff. Well, if you're contemplating a relationship of any sort with someone who is dangerous, cruel, flippant, hopefully your knees start shaking, so you get away from that path and you get on the path of love. But what has happened to almost every one of us is it is now that fear drives us. Let's not do this because it's frightening. Let's do this because it doesn't frighten me. I'm going to hold still. I'm not going to move into the unknown, because that indeed, where the world is today, is the most important place for you to be. And it's going to sound crazy, but being lost in the unknown, not knowing what's next, not knowing what's in your future, not knowing what's in the world's future. If you are in any other place than that, you're on the wrong path, because the whole world is lost, because we are birthing a new world. When you are searching for love, if you're not lost, you've got a problem. Then you're in control. And here's the secret. Write this one down. When you are in control, you have ruled out love, because they cannot exist in the same space. So being wildly lost and exciting in love in a relationship is exactly where you're supposed to be. And the same, just as an aside, if that's true for you in your life, you do not know what's next. You do not have a clue. That's okay. That's where you're supposed to be. If you knew exactly where you were supposed to be, you would be creating from the old foundation, and you would recreate the old. And I think most of us has decided that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. But boy, how many of us have been in that place? And even in a incredible relationship, the one I had with my husband, Tom, I ran away 4 times. And, yes, you know, he was so stable and grounded and able to hold the space for us. Thank goodness he was so patient. But I was afraid, and it was my ego telling me that I would be swallowed up, that I would lose my identity. Nothing could have been further from the truth. I was so enhanced and so gifted by being with him in terms of who I've become. But I am an example of somebody who was in fear at the beginning of that relationship.
And aren't we all? Because it demands that V word again, you know, hold your two fingers out, V, 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 vulnerable, vulnerable, vulnerable. And there's a rule in relationships, you both can't be crazy on the same day. Somebody has to hold the footing, and what a blessing Tom was to you and still is to you, because look at all the lessons of love and patience and intimacy he has left behind, and so he is still serving the world through you. What a wonderful gift he has left you with.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I have a new book coming out in the fall called You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven. And I have so many examples in that book of how everybody can still be in contact with people who've passed on. And I'm in contact with Tom. And had a, you know, Mary Magdalene came to me the other day, and she was such an important person in Jesus' life and Jesus in her life. And she has been mentoring me that, you know, she is in a sense widowed. She is, has been grieving, and yet went on as this strong woman and, you know, kept teaching what it was that she felt was important for humanity. And that's what Tom has done with me, is that he has strengthened me, and I keep going on to be of service on the planet with his help. So thank you for mentioning that, because I feel that it's important to say.
Yes, it is important to say. And it's important for each one of us to realize that we can be that light for ourselves and then for another. And it's so much fun when you get to the point where people look at you and go, how did you get so happy? Because I believe that happy is ground zero. It is where we propel ourselves forward. And if you go into a relationship happy and whole without expecting them to do anything but to come and be as authentic as they can be, and then you can decide if the two of you want to move forward together, that is the root of true love. That is the root of moving beyond what you thought was impossible. And now only it's not impossible, it is possible and is happening.
Yes, I completely agree. In fact, that makes me want to hear from you what you think is a successful and loving relationship. Like, what does that look like? Can you describe it for people?
I can. Are we heading into a break or should I start now?
No, I'm not going to take a break because I'm so engaged. I want to just keep talking to you.
I think that there is no one picture as to what is a healthy, loving relationship. Let me give you a couple examples. I have a couple friends in their late 60s into their late 70s, beautiful, vibrant women who have lost their husbands. And they are in the midst of new relationships, and they're not sure they will ever live with someone again, but they may even marry, but they'll keep separate households. Now, who is to say that is wrong? I have friends in their 20s who don't want to spend a minute apart. And then I have friends who never plan on having a relationship because that's not what fits for them. Mm-hmm. And we lie to each other about what is right for each one of us. A third of the world's population wants a continuous love relationship that loves forever. A third of the world's population wants consecutive relationships, which means relationships that last until they're over, and then they will seek someone new. And in our judgments, in our awful, cruel judgments, we decide people like that are flippant or without substance, and that's not true. And then a third of the world's population does not want a romantic relationship at all. They choose to get their love source from their spiritual family, from their friends, and perhaps if they had a healthy biological family, from that family. So It is no one's in the minority here. It's just that the majority, because of how well love sells, we've decided that everyone wants it and they don't. So if you don't fit into a slot that your friends fit into, please don't squish yourself and make yourself into a shape that's not right for you or your soul. You choose what's right for you. If you don't have a relationship and you're sure you want it, well then let's together walk and learn the skills. If you don't have a relationship and you haven't really ever considered that perhaps you don't want one, now would be the time. Because perhaps you don't, which doesn't mean you're not loving and giving and wondrous in the world. It's that you don't want to spend the energy it takes, and Susan and I will both tell you it takes lots of energy to be in a relationship, focus, intent, purpose, communication. And for some people, that's just not worth it to them. They'd rather do that with their friends and their family and have much time for solitude. The single most complaint of people who are in loving relationships is that they refuse to take their solitude time. There is no one picture. The truth is, each one of us needs to decide what is true for us and then find someone who matches that picture close enough. Doesn't have to be perfect, just close enough.
That was beautifully said, because I do feel that we're all different. And, you know, the commonality that I'm hearing is that we all need to trust our intuition. We all need to go inside and work deeply on ourselves and decide what it is that we truly want in our heart of hearts. So can you talk a bit, because your book is also about how we do that, you know, how we work deeply on ourselves. And a lot of people say it's too much work. So talk about that, Kimberly.
Well, if love is too much work, then choose not to have love. Choose to learn to play golf, or choose to learn to be a philosopher, or choose something else. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no judgment in that. We need everyone to participate in the world in a way that brings them joy. But if love is indeed something you want, one of the things that the second half of Get Love, How to Transform Your Love Life, gives you is a step-by-step process. There's four steps. Recognize what it is you want to change. Acknowledge that you've hung on to this thing that hurts you for so long because in some ways you were trying to protect yourself, and find out the details of that. Forgive yourself, perhaps the linchpin of all change and all healing, forgiveness. And then learn to access your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is the most powerful of your minds, but your conscious mind is the only mind that has choice and the mind that gives the orders. Once you understand that beliefs, that your beliefs create all your reality, and that your beliefs are stored in your subconscious mind, and it is accessing that subconscious mind and literally taking out the old wiring and slipping in the new wiring, your life must change from that moment on, because your subconscious mind is the computer that attracts what it is that you believe. If you believe it, you're going to have it. It's not whether you think it. It's not whether you feel it. It's whether you believe it. And then your thoughts and feelings will fall in place around those beliefs. And it is like Dorothy's ruby red slippers. You, your entire life, have had the ability to handcraft your life, to handcraft your love life. You just didn't know. You needed someone to come down and tell you to click your heels together three times and to show you that you had the power all along. And that's what the second half of Get Love shows you. It's a power you have in yourself. And you and I walk hand in hand as if we were best friends, and we do it together.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous. I don't know if there's time to talk about this or if you want people to wait till they have the book, but how do we get rid of that old wiring?
You literally do the four steps. You notice what the new belief is. For instance, if you believe love hurts, it will. And so that in this example is what you need to recognize. I believe that love's going to hurt, and I have plenty of stories to prove that that's what I believe. See, it's no secret what you believe. Your best friend will sit down and be very happy to tell you what your beliefs are, because they watch it in your life all the time. Your life reflects your beliefs. It's how human beings are wired. Acknowledge. Answer the seven questions in the book with help. Discuss it with a friend. Write it down. Come and join me in the webinar to learn to do it with me, whatever way works for you. Tell yourself the truth. You've hung on to it for this long because you were trying to protect yourself. You need to know why, so that you can have the third step, which is to forgive yourself for all the pain, all the tears, all the loneliness. And then step three, I will literally walk you through how to access your subconscious mind. So from that day forward, you know all four steps, literally, truly, no hyperbole, within 45 to 90 minutes, you will know how to handcraft your life, and you can change anything in any arena. That's how elegant the process has become.
Fantastic. I'm sold. And I bet my listeners are too. We all have that wiring that needs changing, and we all need to forgive ourselves. Why do you think that self-forgiveness is so tough for so many people?
Because we are truly good human beings. We, almost all of us, just a very small percentage are not. Almost all of us are truly good, loving human beings. And when we make mistakes, we hold it against ourselves because we don't in that moment feel like loving human beings. And so in order to hold that weight over our heads so we never again act in that way, we refuse to forgive ourselves, missing the point. It is only through self-forgiveness and healing those wounds that we once again can shine our lights into the world.
Wonderful, wonderful. There's so much being written about forgiveness right now, and I'm so glad, because
yes,
it's often what is keeping us from having the life that we want and the love that we want. So I completely agree with you. So I'd love you to speak just a moment, because Valentine's Day is coming up this weekend. What about people who are in a relationship on Valentine's Day and people who aren't? You know, how could it, you know, you and I were talking off the air that it's kind of a tough day for some of us. Can you talk about how that day could be different?
It's a brutal day for all of us who are not in a relationship and want to be, but are asking ourselves the question, what is wrong with me? Why am I unlovable? Why doesn't anyone love me? Why doesn't anyone stay with me? If those are the questions you're asking yourself, then it's time to really get love, download it, read it, begin to walk the process of a loving relationship, because as you do that, you will start making self-loving choices. And then if it is true after you love yourself that you never want to have another Valentine's Day alone, by this time next year, you will have changed so much. You can have any relationship that you truly desire, because the type of relationship you want will change. Who you are in that relationship will change. If you are in a loving relationship, the most wonderful gift you can give each other is to spend a few moments on Valentine's Day filling yourself with self-love and then reflecting that to your partner and telling them not just what they do that you love, though women, here's a secret for you. Men need to know what they do that you love, because they have difficulty grokking that they're lovable for no reason at all. So do tell them what they do that you love. But what you also want to tell them is how you feel in their presence. What is their feelings when you are in their presence? You feel safe. You feel pleasure. You feel secure. You feel lovable. You feel what? Share with them their impact upon you. Write them a love letter about their impact upon you. Nothing you could buy could possibly replace those words as far as being significant, as far as once again doing something that is so loving they would never, ever imagine a life without you.
Beautiful. And for the person who isn't in a relationship, you mentioned earlier that we could write in a journal and do things during the day that are self-loving, whatever it is that we love, that we would enjoy. So
It's important you don't spend that day alone. Well, I have no friends. If it's truly that you have no friends, then choose to go to a place where you're not alone. Choose to go to a movie where people are laughing, not crying. Choose to go out to a tea house and have a cup of tea in the presence of other human beings. Don't stay inside. Go and be in nature. Go and be someplace where there is loving energy around you, the forest, the stream, the ocean. Go and be where people are having joy. And rather than going, poor me, I'm not, just sit there in the resonance. Here's the secret. When two vibrating forces come together, given enough time, they will vibrate in harmony. If you're sitting with other happy people and you keep your butt planted in that chair, if you do nothing else, you will feel better. It's how physics works. Surround yourself with people.
Yes, I agree. And I loved having you on the show. It's time to wrap it up. And I want to thank you so much, Kimberly Hart, for all you do and for being with us today.
I am honored. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank all of you listening today or later to the archive show. I so appreciate you. Remember to love yourself and those around you, not only on Valentine's Day, but every day. Next week, we have the amazing Dr. Larry Dossey talking about his new book, One Mind. It's about how we are all connected to a greater consciousness. Until then, know that you carry the light.
You've been listening to the transformative show, We Carry the Light, with host Dr. Susan Allison, the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. Who are you right now, and who do you want to be? What is it that makes you happy, helps you feel fulfilled, and living your purpose? Tune in every Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for the early bird specials all through December.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.